Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Daf Vav Mesech Shabbos, the 68th daf in Shas. We pick up 5 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Hamoitzi Mechanus LePlatio Derech Stav. Platio is actually a word that's recognizable to us slightly in English. Platio is a plaza that was Rishus Harabim. If someone takes out from a store into the plaza, that's the area that was around the stores. Now that we learn Gemara, we know the meaning behind King's Plaza. There's a plaza, an open area, where there are stores that are around it. However, along the way of taking it out from the Chanus, which is clearly Rishus HaYachid, to the Rishus HaRabim, he passed through a stav. A stav, Derech Stav, is a place where the store owners would sit. And now we are introduced to one of the most important concepts, essentially for the first time, in all of Halachos of Hotza'ah. We mentioned that there are 4 different Rishuyos. There's a Rishus HaRabim, there's a Rishus HaYachid, there's a Makom Ptur that we discussed in detail yesterday. We alluded to, now we begin to discuss in more in depth, the concept of a Karmelis. A Karmelis is a Rishus that is in between. On the one hand, it's not a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid. On the other hand, it doesn't qualify as a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa, which needs to be 16 amos wide. Other parameters we'll discuss later on. Chazal instituted that there were areas that were in between, that were neither Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYachid, and designated them as a Karmelis and being Osir Midrabanan, to carry from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYachid, or from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaRabim. In this case, the fellow passed through the Karmelis before he entered the Rishus HaRabim from the Rishus HaYachid. Says the Braisa, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. At the end of the day, you took something out from a Rishus HaYachid, you deposited it into a Rishus HaRabim. Ubenazai Poiter, however, Benazai says that it's Poter. The Gemara explains that Ben Azai's shita is understandable to them. Bishlema Ben Azai, kasavar mahalech ka'omei dami. Ben Azai is over the opinion that if somebody moves something and walks through a particular domain, they don't have to stop to have considered rested there. Mahalech ka'omei dami. That even if someone walked through the stav, so then what they did is they also stopped in the stav. Halachically, we view them as have stopped. So here, you have the individual who's taking from the chanus to the stav. So now, halachically, according to Ben Azai, he stopped. So he took from a chanus to a karmelis. Is that nisr daraisa? The answer is no. Then what did he do? He then went into Rishus HaRabim. Taking from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, is that nisr daraisa? No. Hence, Ben Azai says that you potter. El Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, nihinami dekasavar mahalich lav ka'omi dami. They say that we don't consider the individual as if he stopped. As long as you're walking, you're not considered have rested. Where do we ever find, says the Gemara, that if a person takes from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim, but passes through another Rishus, where do we see that going through a Karmelis would also be Chayiv? Says Gemara, not too difficult to find. Last line in Hayam Abayz, Amar Rabbi Safra, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Midi Dehavi Amavir Chefetz Berushus HaRabim. It's similar to someone who carries an object for more than 4 Amis in the Rishus HaRabim. The case of the Stav, which is an instance where the individual's Halicha in the Stav is not part of the Chiyuv, is reminiscent of the following case of someone who's walking with a Chefetz in the Rishus HaRabim. Let's take someone who walked more than Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabim with an object. Chayiv, right? Yes and no. It depends if the individual stops. Hasam, lav afagav dekam denokalei v'azel potter. As long as he's walking and he hasn't been nach, he hasn't done a hanacha, he's potter, ki manach lechayiv, yet when he stops, then he's going to be chayiv, because now he's done the hanacha. Hachanami loshna. So too over here, it doesn't make a difference. What's the raya? The raya is that it's possible to have an act of halicha, that while the individual was going, it wasn't an act of chiyuv. Like in the case of a person who's walking around, after he's walked 4 amos and Rishus HaRabim, he's still not chayiv until he's nach. So too, someone who walks through a stav, at that moment, it's a makom ptur, he won't be chayiv. Nevertheless, when he stops in Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be chayiv. Asks the Gemara, not such a perfect proof. Mi dami, hasam kol hecha de manich le makom chiyuvo. There, wherever he's going to stop, that's a makom chiyuv. Hacha imanich le bestav makom pturu. Here, if he stops in the stav, so then in such a case, it's considered a makom ptur. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, "Midi dahavi amavir chayfetz mitchilas dalad asof dalad," that the case that resembles most hamotzi michanus leplati derech stav is a case of where someone carries an object from one point in a rishus harabim to another point in a rishus harabim, and it traverses four amos. Hasam lavafel gav di manich lebesof dalad amos potter. Just like over there, even though if you had put it down within Dalad Amos, you're potter, ki manach le besof Dalad Amos chayiv, but if you put it down after Dalad Amos, you're going to be chayiv, hachinami lo shna. So too over here, even though it traversed through a stav, where if it had been put down, it would be potter, yet nevertheless, when you put it down, the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv, so too, when it comes to that case, you're going to be chayiv. Once you put down the Rishus HaRabim, just like Maver Dalid, Lubisov Dalid, is chayiv. Ask Zumar, mi dami, is it really comparable? Hasam l'gavi d'hai gavar mokum p'turhu, l'kuli alma mokum chiyuvu. Hacha l'kuli alma mokum p'turhu. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference between the two. When it comes to the Dalid Amos is not an objective mokum p'tur. The Dalid Amos happens to be for this individual a mokum p'tur. If it's for this individual makum p'tur, but it's an objective makum chiyuv, then you're going to be chayiv. But what happens if you traverse an objective makum p'tur, like the case of the stav? In such a case, maybe we have no source that you're going to be potter. Excuse me, chayiv. We have no source that by traversing over an area that is an objective makum p'tur, you'll still be chayiv. The fact that Mavir Dalad Amos is chayiv, even though for you it went through an area of makom p'tur, is not a raya from a stav, which is an objective makom p'tur. Ella, rather, the Gemara suggests a different pshat. Midi dahavi amotzim rishus hayochel rishus harabim derech tzide rishus harabim. It's like someone who carried from the rishus hayochel to rishus harabim, but passed along the sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Rashi explains, there were courtyards that used to open up into a Rishus HaRabim, that the Rishus HaRabim, the people did not generally walk in, and for that reason it was not considered the Rishus HaRabim itself. And it did not have the status that would be Mechayiv someone if he took from Rishus HaYachid into the Tzide Rishus HaRabim. And the parallel to our case is the following. Hasam lava afagav the imanich le'atzid Rishus HaRabim potter. If you had placed it down on the side of the Rishus HaRabim when you had walked in through the tzide Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaRabim, if you had stopped and first put it down the Rishus HaRabim, then you wouldn't have been chayiv. V'chimanich le'at Rishus HaRabim chayiv. When you place in the Rishus HaRabim, you are chayiv. Hachanami, so too in our case, lo shna, it shouldn't make a difference. You walked through the stav into the Rishus HaRabim. Here, this was the best equation that we've had up until now, the best comparison. However, the Gemara points out that it's limited as well. That follows the opinion of the Rabbanan who hold in Erev and Sadi Dalit that the size of Rishus HaRabim not considered Rishus HaRabim. Ela Rebbe Eliezer, Domer Tzidi Rishus HaRabim Kushus HaDam Dami, Mai Ikol HaMeimar. What about Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that Tzidi Rishus HaRabim are not considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be stuck. Amler Ravacha Breit Ravika, Eim the Shamas Leder Rebbe Eliezer, Domer Tzidi Rishus HaRabim Kushus HaRabim Dami, Hecha Dolek Yechi Fufi. Aval Hecha De'ikla Yechi Fufi, Mi Shamas Leder. The Gemara answers that even Rebbe Eliezer has his limitation. In other words, even Rabbi Eliezer says that the sides of Rishus HaRabim become batal to Rishus HaRabim, have the din of Rishus HaRabim, where there are no chifufe. Chifufe were small spikes that were there to prevent people from walking into the Tzide Rishus HaRabim, very similar to spikes. Don't park here. And if you will, we have this in Israel, and if you will, there are spikes over here that will bust your tires. Those are chifufei. So when there is chifufei, clearly the Rishus HaRabim doesn't walk there, and for that reason, the halacha is, it's considered a separate Rishus, and therefore we've got a good parallel, even according to Rebbe Lazar. So that's a good parallel. Hey, aval hey chadika chifufei mi shamislei, hilkach lahadam yo. In that way, we have a good parallel, and we see that the halacha is, if you pass through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim and you put the object down in the Rishus HaRabim Yechayiv, so too if you pass through the Stav and you put it into Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, umoyde ben azay bezorek. Says Rabbi Yochanan, and ben azay concedes that if somebody throws, ben azay agrees that we do not consider the object as resting in the stav, like he does when you have walked, where he says, mahalich is ka'omei dami, if a person throws it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, umoyde ben azay bezorek, that if the fellow is throwing, so then in such a case, we don't consider, in an instance where he threw from the Rosh Hashanah through the Stav into Rosh Hashanah, that it rested in the Stav, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Tanya Amihochi, this is born out from a Braisa. Hamotzi mechanis l'platyu derech Stav, Chayiv. Echad amotzi vechad machnas vechad zog vechad amoshet. The Tanakama holds you Chayiv in all instances. Ben azay oimer, hamotzi v'machnas potter. Why? Because mahalech ka'omei domi. Hamoshet v'azorek Chayiv. But if you're Zorek, you're going to be Chayiv. We don't consider the object as if it had rested in the staff. Passing through the air space is not enough for it to have considered rested. The Gemara now begins probably the most important Gemara in regards to the Malacha of Hotzah. Halfway through, Vavam et Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan. Dalad Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four different types of Rishuyos for Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, V'Karmelis U'Makom Ptur. A private domain, a public domain, a karmelis, as we've described in the past, where it's a domain that is aser midrabbanan to carry in or to take from it to Rosh Hashanah or to Rosh Hashanah, and then a makom ptur, an area that one is entirely potter for. Vezui Rosh Hashanah, and the Braisa here spells out, this is a tosefta, what exactly these domains are. Charitshuhu amok yud v'rachav dalet, if you have a canal in the ground or a ditch that is 10 tfachim deep and 4 wide, v'chein geder, as well as a gate, shu gavaya yud v'rachav dalid, zuhi rishus hayachid gmura. That's an example of a full-fledged rishus hayachid. V'zuhi rishus harabim, what's considered rishus harabim? Sratya uplatya gedola. Rashi explains that sratya is a road, a path, that goes from city to city. Platya is a large plaza. Umevuos hamefulashin, and open alleyways. In the time of Chazal, we used to have houses that were shared a chatzer, a courtyard, and a few chatzeros opened into a mavui. Some mavuis were closed on three sides, that they were surrounded by houses on three sides, what we would call today a dead end, and others were open on both sides, what we would call today an open street. That is a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. Eimatzim Rishus HaYachid Zul Rishus HaRabim. Zul, you can't take out the Tosefta continues from this Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Veimachnisim Rishus HaRabim Zul Rishus HaYachid Zul. And you can't bring in from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Hotzi v'hichnis b'shogi chayiv chatos b'meizid oynish koris v'niska. If he did it b'shogi, there's punishment is a chatos. And if he did it b'meizid, so the punishment is koris and skila. Rashi explains that it would be kares if it was without hasra, and skila if there would be hasra. Aval, however, when it comes to yam, a sea, bika is a valley, vistavanios, that's the area very similar to what we described before of the tzide Rosh Hashanah and the stav. In fact, istavanios is short for, is a long version of stav, and that is the area where people sell their merchandise, vakarmelis, and also an area that is a karmelis. Now, the Gemara later on, Rashi points out, I was going to ask, all of these are halachically a karmelis. Why does the Gemara say, the Braisa say, veha karmelis? Ein alok rishus haram alok rishus hayachid. It's considered neither like rishus haram nor like rishus hayachid. Ve'ein nosim v'nosim besocha. You cannot carry inside of it. Ve'im nosim v'nosim besocha. Potter, if you took from it into another rishus, then it's going to be potter aval osir. Ve'im otzi misocha l'rishus harabim v'lor rishus haram l'socha. You can't transfer from another domain into it. And if you take in or out, then the halacha is that it's going to be potter. The Gemara does not only record the four Rishuyos from the Tosefta, but rather quotes, continues quoting for another 10 lines other halachos in the Tosefta. In fact, these are the opening of the Tosefta in Maseches Shabbos, which you, of course, can find in the back of the Gemara. Us Dafyomi people like ways of remembering things. How do we remember? We do the Dapim so fast. One thing to know is that Shabbos and Erevin, Davov, both Both of those mesechtas have the most important klalim about the halachos of rishuyos for Shabbos. Vav is the secret, if you want to know Hilchos Rishuyos. Chatzeros shel rabim umavol she'enu mefuloshin. If you have a chatzer that belongs to the public, as well as a mavoi that's not open, irvo mutarin. In Maseches Erevin, we will learn the halacha that midrabanan Shlomo HaMelech already was mesakein that in order to carry in these areas, one needs to make an eruv chatzeros. Lo irvu asurim. If they didn't make an eruv, it's asur. Adam continues the Tosefta in its next halacha. Adam omer ala skufa, a person could stand on a threshold. Noitel me balabais, he could take from the balabais v'noisin loy, and he could give to him. Noitel me ani v'noisin loy, and he could also give and take from an ani. Ubilvad, on one condition, shelo yitol me balabais v'noisin la ani. He can't be a middleman transferring to the ani. Or me ani v'noisin balabais. Vim notel v'noisin, if he violates this didrabanan, shloshtam pturim, both. All of them are patur, even though they violated the Isser Durabbanan. Acherim Omrim, others take a different perspective to this Askufa. According to the first opinion, the Askufa is a Makom Ptur, as Rashi explains. However, to use it as a loophole, Rashi explains in the first wide line, is being Mezalzel B'Issure Shabbos, and he's being Goreim to have an object moved from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and that's going to be Asur because of a Gzeira. Acherim gave a different pshat. The Tosefta then records another opinion. Acherim Omrim, others say, Iskufa Mishamesha Shtei Rishuyos. Then Iskufa serves as two Rishuyos. Bizman Shapesach Pasuach Kilifnim. It's not a separate Rishus, a separate Mokum Ptur, as we had argued earlier, but rather it depends on whether the door is open or closed. If the door is open, then the threshold is considered part of the house. Pesach no, but if it's closed, Kilichutz, then it's considered outside. It's considered entirely separate Rishus, generally referred to as a Carmelis. So to summarize what we have, we were quoting a Tosefta for even more than 10 lines, four different halachos of the Tosefta, starting with the most critical one being the basic categories of Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the basic definitions that we learned. Gemara now begins to analyze the lashon of the Tosefta. Amar Mar, Zui Rishus HaYachid. The Braisa had said, the Tosefta had said, Charitshu Amak Yud V'Rachav Dalet, Geder Shu Gval Yud V'Rachav Dalet. This is a Rishus HaYachid Gemura. That seems to indicate that's coming to preclude something. Lemiute Mai, what is it coming to preclude? Says the Gemara, Lemiute Hadu Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to preclude the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. As we have mentioned before, there are two issues that always need to be contended with when one discusses the halachos of carrying on Shabbos. Number one is whether min ha-Torah one is allowed to carry, and number two, whether midrabanan it's acceptable. Min ha-Torah we're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. Midrabanan we're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis, as well as an area that doesn't have an Eruv, as we mentioned above. We're about to see the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Rishus HaYachid can be accomplished by covering an area on two sides. In other words, if it's closed on two sides, it's already considered Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah, and midrabanan, one needs to have an Eriv, as well as to close the area a little bit more to be able to carry. The Gemara here says that when we say Zui Rishus HaYachid, we're precluding from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This Sanya we learned in a Braisa, yes, al kenam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda went so far and gave us a greater leniency. If a person has houses on either side of Rishus HaRabim, Osa Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, as long as he reminds himself that, in general, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, by creating a Lechi on either side that is open, Okora Mikan, Vekora Mikan, or a Lechi is a vertical beam, while Kora is a horizontal beam. In Maseches Erevin, Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss this in detail, exactly what those do. Then in such a case, he's allowed to carry. Amru lo, the Rabbanan did not accept this. Eima arvin rishus harab mikach. It's true that a lechi and a korah help on a level de Rabbanan, when already it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. But if it's a Rishus HaRabim, in such a case, Alechi and Korah will not help. Again, we mentioned that Midrabanan also there were takanos that were made that one needs to add to what's already considered a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. We mentioned you need to make an Erev. As well, the Mishnah in the beginning of Erevin says you need to make Alechi and a Korah. What emerges is that here Rabbi Yehuda says that it's enough min haTorah if two sides are closed. Our Tosefta had told us not that way. Zuhi Rishus Hayachid Gemura, it's considered a Rishus Hayachid Gemura only if it's covered by three or more sides. Va'mai Karle Gemura, Maldis, well then why do we have to emphasize Gemura? So says the Gemara, Ma'od the same, I would have thought, Ki pligi Rabban Allah, the Rabbi Yehuda, to lo have Rishus HaYachid, hani mili the Taltal. Maybe the Rabbanan said, it's not considered enough for Rishus HaYachid in regards to carrying. Aval Izrok, but maybe in regards to throwing inside. In other words, throwing from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid, or throwing from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. If that area that we want to make a Rishus HaYachid is surrounded on two sides, maybe it's enough to be considered Rishus HaYachid vis-a-vis throwing. Kamash Malon, no. Rishus HaYachid Gemura says that it needs to be surrounded on three or more sides. Rashi explains that even though the examples that we had in the Tosefta don't explicitly talk about mechitzos, what they did describe was an area that was 10 high and 4 wide. Rashi says, introduces us to a very important rule, and that is the rule of good asik mechitzos. And that is that if one has a mechitza, let's take I'm sitting now, Baruch Hashem, in a sukkah on Sukkot. Let's take a sukkah wall. Good asik mechitza says that a sukkah wall that is 10 tvachim high goes all the way up. Therefore, if a person is dealing with a rishus that's 10 high, we consider that area going all the way up. Hence, we had seen that the Rishus HaYachid Gemura had four walls to it. Because what was the example of Rishus HaYachid Gemura? The Gemara had given the example of a Goder Shehu Gavoa Yud. It was 10 high. Once it's 10 high, then even if one is on top of it, we say, good asik mechitzos, the mechitzos continue up. The Gemara now presents another opinion of what the Lashon Zuhi Rishus HaRabim is coming to exclude. We discussed what Zuhi Rishus HaYachid is coming to exclude. Now we're going to discuss what is Zuhi Rishus HaRabim come to exclude. Six lines from the top on Vav Lamed Beis. Amar Mar Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Miyutei Mai. What does that come to exclude? It says the Gemara, Miyutei Idach to Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to preclude another Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This now we learned in a Mishnah. Here Rabbi Yehuda is going to be a Machmir and the Chacham are going to disagree. We're sitting and discussing this on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and this is a topic of Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, as well as on all Sukkos, there is a mitzvah for a person to be Ola Rego. The beautiful scene that we're zocha to see today in Yerushalayim was multiplied many, many times over when Jews would come from all over the world to be Ola Rego to the Har HaBayis. Of course, the scene was on not only in the Kotel Plaza, it was on the Beis HaMikdash itself. And as Jews were being Ola Regel, it wasn't with Eged, and it wasn't with a train, but rather they were Ola Regel with their feet and horses and so on. In order to feed, and even more significantly, to hydrate the multitudes of Klal Yisrael that were coming, there were wells that were dug all along the way to Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh for people to drink. The Mishnah in Erevin, in the second perek on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, describes the following phenomenon. And that is, around the wells were what was called Pasei Bero'os. Wells were not only necessary for people, they were also necessarily for animals. Bero'os refers to animals. Here's the problem. How is one going to be able to drink, or to give one's animals to drink on Shabbos, if at the end of the day, the well or the pit is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide? The answer is, Chazal said that if you make pasim, poles, going around the Well, that area could be considered like a Rishus HaYachid, and you'd be able to carry from the well into your mouth or to the animal's mouth. Once Pasei Beros were constructed, Rabbi Yehuda said there's one more thing we have to be worried about. What happens if the public is passing through that area? Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Zui Rishus HaRam L'miyute, Mai L'miyute, Idach to Rabbi Yehuda, another sheet to Rabbi Yehuda, Disnan Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, we learned, had said, in Erevin, if after you built these mechitzos of Pasei Beros, the Rishus HaRam walks through, you got to say, this way for public thoroughfare. You have to redirect the masses. Because if the masses would walk through the Pasei Beros, they would break the mechitzos. Halachically, they would break the mechitzos. Because it's no longer Rishus HaYachid if the Rabbim is passing through. The Chachamim omrim ein otzarch, but the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say it's not a problem. Hence, we say Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, we're coming to say that this is a Rishus HaRabim. Those that we had mentioned before, the Platya, the Sratya, the Mevos Mufuloshin, those are considered Rishus HaRabim. But not, say, Baraos, that are constructed around the pit for the Ole Regel, and people are passing through. That does not break it. V'amai karele gemura, and why did we use the expression zui rishus harabim gemura, a full rishus harabim? What's a half rishus harabim? Says the Gemara, you're right. I did tani reisha gemura tani nami seifa gemura. Above we had explained that we needed to say that it's a rishus hayachid gemura vis-a-vis throwing, so too over here, we want to say it's a rishus harabim gemura. Just simply to parallel the expression. Asks the Gemara, V'lichshav nami midbar, why don't we include midbar as an example of Rishus Ram? Da tanya izui Rishus Ram svatu platik dosum philosophy shaloshin, those we had all learned, v'ha midbar, as well as a midbar. Amar Abai loy kasha, kam izmal shri Yisrael shruim ba midbar, kan bizman hazeh. When Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, so then it's considered Rishus HaRabim. However, bizman hazeh, where it's not general common for the multitudes to go walk there, it's holchei midbaros or lo shchichi, Rashi says, so then in such a case, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Should be noted that the Rambam in Perek Yudalit, Halacha Aleph, says that midbar is a Rishus HaRabim, and the problem is he does not differentiate between Bizman Hazeh and Bizmanom. Tzarech Iyun. Tosas in Dibur HaMaskil Kan makes an extremely important comment that's probably the most important comment in all of Hilchos Erevin, which we will discuss in the halacha topic. And that is, Tosas points out that Kam Bizman Shiyisrael Shruim Bamidbar Mashmak Tzas De'enu Rishus HaRabim Elim Ke Mitzuyin Shem Shishim Ribo Kamo Bamidbar. Tosas points out that we follow the standard of Midbar the way Klal Yisrael was at the time that it was in the Midbar. The Midbar today does not have a Din Rishus HaRabim. Tosas says that the key distinction is that there were 600,000 once upon a time. Today, there aren't 600,000 in the Midbar. If that's so, says Tosfos, it's mashma that a Rishus that the public goes in is not considered Rishus HaRabim unless it is occupied by 600,000. That's Tosfos' diuk. Bezer Hashem, in the Halacha section today, we will discuss the implication and the scope of Shitas Tosfos and how it pans out la Halacha. The Gemara continues, Amar Mar, Im Hoitzi Behichnis Beshoigeg Chayiv Chatos, Bemezid Anush Koris, Viniska. If someone violates and he takes in or out of the Rishus Hayachat to Rishus Ram, vice versa, Bemezid, if he did without Asra, we learned on Tosefta and Amad Aleph, Bechiyuv is Kares, and if he did it with Asra, then it's Skila. Beshoigeg Chayiv Chatos. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashut. We know that the halacha is that without Hasra, the Onish is Kares, and with Hasra, the Onish is Misa. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says, in regards to when there's no Hasra, Ki kol osa ba malacha v'nichrasa nefesh shehi me kerev amel, perik lamed aleph of Shemos. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, b'mezid onush kares v'niska. The chidush is that the punishment is skila. Says the Gemara, no, that was also Pashut as well. Hanami Pshita. We know that the Chiyuv is Skila. We learn out the Parsha from the Mekosha Sheitzim that it's punishable by Skila. Answers the Gemara, HaKamashon and Kidirav. The Amar Rav Matzos Megillah Starim. I found these hidden Megillahs Bei Rabbi Chia from the Shiva of Rabbi Chia. The Kasa Beha Isi Ben Yehuda Omer Avos Melachos Memchas Rachas Ve'enu Chayiv
Ela Achas, that Isi ben Yehuda had taught that if you do all 39 malachos at once, so then in such a case you'd only be chayiv one onish. The Gemara first, before we get back to the chiddush of the Tosefta, the Gemara first needs to clarify the shita of Isi ben Yehuda, that if you do all malachos behelem achas, you're going to be chayiv one carbon. Ain't he? That's not correct. But now we learn the Mishnah, Avos Malachos, we learn later on in Daf Samech Tes, Mem Chas Rachas, Vavinam Bal Minyan Alamali, why do we need to emphasize the number? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Tosh, Shem Esankul Mehem Echas, Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas, you're Chayiv in all 39. So, Isi doesn't make any sense. Ela Ema Eina Chayiv Al Achas Mehen. Rather, you need to say, there's one of the 39 Malachos that you're only Chayiv on one of them and not the other. And therefore, we mentioned that in our case, you're going to be chayiv, that there's one of them, the Isi ben Yehuda, which remains a mystery. What is that one of them, the Isi ben Yehuda, holds that you're not chayiv? This was not one of those malachos that we thought Isi ben Yehuda might have held that way, but rather, even Isi ben Yehuda holds that you're chayiv on this malacha as well.
Bezrus Hashem Yisparich, our first topic from Daf Vav, is a very important halacha lemaisa topic, that is, how many people are necessary in an area in order to call it a Rishus HaRabim, which will take us into our second topic, and that is, what is the shape of a Rishus HaRabim? Both of these topics are extremely important, discussing almost any area of Hotzah and Erevin. The reason it's so important is not only because we want to know whether a person, if he's carrying outside from his house into the street, is he being over an Isur D'Rabbanan or an Isur D'Oraisa. If the area does not qualify as Rishus HaRabim, it's only an Isur D'Rabbanan. For example, if there's a Chola, maybe there are times that it's permissible, combined with Shinuyim Hamevin Yavin. However, this issue is much larger of an issue. And that is, that from the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Vav, and this is how we pass in the Halacha, it is clear that an Erev, which is really two things practically, and that is a Tzuras HaPesach that surrounds a particular area, the strings that are built on top of a Lechi, as well as the Challah that is shared to join the people together, which is discussed in Maseches Erevin, is only logistically possible when we're combining together families that do not live in a Rishus HaRabim. However, once a Rishus HaRabim exists, the only way that one will be able to carry is if there are mechitzos that are surrounding the whole Rishus. Our Gemara on Dav Vav Amid Beis had suggested that the Midbar in the time that the Jews were in the desert was a Rishus HaRabim. In contrast, today, the Gemara says it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Tosis points out that one of the defining features of the Rishus HaRabim at the time of the Midbar was there were 600,000 people there. Therefore, Tosis by us, and that Vav Amid Beis, we've mentioned in the past that the other important daf on Rishuyos is another Vav, and that's Daf Vav in Erevin. Rashi and Daf Vav in Erevin as well emphasizes this point that if there are 600,000, it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. For both the positions of Rashi and Tosos, one could infer that if there would not be 600,000 people, then it's not considered Rishus HaRabim, and for very important practical purposes, then an Erev could be constructed in that area, and one does not need to build walls around that entire area. Nevertheless, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we see that the Rambam, as well as the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, seems to go in a different direction. In Simen Shin Mem He, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes the following. Ezeu Rishus HaRabim. What is considered Rishus HaRabim? Rechovos, Ushvakim, streets, and markets. HaRechovim Te Zayin Amad, they are 16 Amas long. Ve'enim Mekorim, they're not covered with the roof. Ve'en Lehem Choma, Vafili Eshelem Choma, Emum Fulashim, Mishar Lishar. We will get to this later today. Have Rishus HaRabim. And there are some who say, the Ber Hagola says, this is the opinion of Rashi, and also appears to be the opinion of the Rosh, Shekol she'ein shishim ribu ovrim bo chol yom, eina rishus haram. There aren't 600,000 people who pass there every day, then in such a case it does not qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. The Mechaber seems to be following the position of the Rambam and not the position of the other Rishonim. These Rishonim are listed in the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maschil Shein Shishim Ribo. The Be'er Halacha ventures to claim that it could very well be even a majority of the Rishonim hold that you do not need 600,000. At the end of the day, the Be'er Halacha points out that the Pashtus of the Gemara, if we only look at the Gemara itself, there's no mention of the Gemara of the need for 600,000. So even though Rashi and Tosos held that way, however, he points out many Rishonim disagreed, and in terms of Psak in Halacha, Stam v'yeshomrim Halacha kistam, the Be'er Halacha is very puzzled that the Magen Avraham and Simin Shin Gimel and Sif Yud Ches seem to claim that in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that you do need Shishim Ribu to create Rishus HaRabim. The Be'er Halacha rejects that out of hand, and he claims as well that this is the position of the Ramah also. It is for this reason that there are some, what's referred to sometime as the customs of people who learned in Lithuanian yeshivas, to try to refrain from carrying an Erev. In, this is one of the reasons, in areas that are quite large. Because even if there aren't 600,000 people, if there's an area that's 16 amos wide, then in such a case an Eruv cannot be constructed according to the position of the Rambam, and what the Be'er Halacha holds is the position of the Shulchan Aruch. Bottom line, the Mishnah Brura concludes the following. He says, it seems that the Mechaber paskins that you do not need 600,000 for it to be a Rishus HaRabim. Both opinions are not minority opinions. There are many opinions that go in both directions. On the contemporary scene, of course, we are not going to get involved with discussions that are both already in the domain of great Gedolei Torah and as well, unfortunately, sometimes connected to politics. But another important shita one should be aware of is that Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas, and this was the crux to this day of a lot of the controversies that revolve around the Erevin in New York City, was of the opinion that even if you rely on the Yesh Omrim to build an Erev, however, the way in which we calculate 600,000, says Rav Moshe, is not necessarily the way in which the literal reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to suggest, because after all, the Mishnah Brura asks a strong question on this halacha. Mishnah Brura points out that there is an anomaly in the expression of the Mechaber. Let's deal with the Mechaber's language. When discussing the second opinion, V'yesh omrim shekol she'ein shishim ribo ovrim bo b'chol yom, ein rishus harabim. The Mechaber says if you don't have 600,000 passing, there are some who say it's not considered a rishus harabim. Mishnah Brura points out that the literal understanding of the Mechaber is that you need 600,000 people passing at that particular point. Mishnah Brura says, Chipasti b'svarim, I looked everywhere, and I never saw that they need the 600,000 need to be passing at this particular point. Rak shiyu mitzuyin sham shishim ribo. But rather, there should be 600,000 people there. If there's 600,000, so then it cannot be made, that area is a Rishus HaRabim and cannot be made into an Erev. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim Aleph Simin Kuf Lamites Anaf Hei, and this point of Rav Moshe became critical many, many years after this tshuva was written and has become known as Rav Moshe's Shita in Erevin. This tshuva was written approximately in the year Tafshin Yud Beis, which is the early 50s, Rav Moshe explains the lines in the Mechaber, as well as a cryptic line in Rashi in Erevin, to introduce the following approach in of deciding whether a city has 600,000. Number one, Rav Moshe points out that Rashi in Ervin Davov Amid Aleph refers to Ir Shemitzuyim Ba Shishim Ribo, a city that has Shishim Ribo. Rav Moshe began to call this a Rishus Harabim, the Ir. The Ir, or maybe in the other direction as well, Ir de Rishus Harabim. If it has 600,000 people that are in its streets, then in such a case, it would be considered a Rishus Harabim. Rav Moshe then goes into details. How do you calculate counting the people in the cars as well, etc., etc.? How do we square that with the position of the Mechaber? The answer, says Rav Moshe, is we don't. There are two different halachos. Number one is the city itself. If there are 600,000 people in that municipality, then in such a case it becomes a Rishus Harabim. And then the Mechaber was talking about roads, that there are certain roads that are tezainama, that are not cities. They're entrances into cities. So if they have 600,000 people that are passing at that particular point, that's what the Mechaber was talking about. That's the answer as well to Mishnah Berurah's question. Of course, says Rav Moshe, no one, as Mishnah Berurah pointed out, no one said that you need 600,000 in passing at one particular point in the city. As long as the municipality has 600,000 people, that would be enough to turn it into a Rishus HaRabim. It's for this reason that Rav Moshe prohibited Erevin in many large cities, because he claimed if the municipality has 600,000 people, it makes the whole area a Rishus HaRabim. Even if you're going to cordon off a small neighborhood or a small area that might not even have 600,000, or you'll even make an Erev between one house and the next, as long as the Erev is going to extend partly into a public domain, Rashi called it Rishus HaRabim Deir. And the Mishnah Berurah, if you will, already had pointed out that we don't focus on any particular point. And Rashi expressly stated it, Rav Moshe claimed. Of course, there were some who disagreed and said that prohibition only applies to where there are 600,000 people. If the Erev is in an area where there are 600,000 people, then that's going to be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah didn't go as far as Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Mishnah Berurah only said that you don't need the 600,000 people passing in one spot. Nevertheless, this became known as Rav Moshe Shita, and this Be'ezer Hashem is the background for the basic issues that exist today in terms of what qualifies a Rishus HaRabim. Machlok is between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, the Rambam on the other. Two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Machlok is between the Magen Avraham and most poskim, where the Shulchan Aruch came out Lakula saying you need 600,000. The Be'er HaLacha feels strongly that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam did not hold that way. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says if someone decides to follow, and the earlier poskim seem to say like that, it's a common expression that we find, the Ein Lanu Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh is following the position that you need 600,000, and in Europe, even the large cities did not have 600,000 in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, and maybe even one could argue into most of the 19th century as well. Nevertheless, even if we're going to follow the lenient opinion, there was a machlokis between the Gdolei HaPoskim today. How do we define a large municipality that has 600,000 people inside of it? Does it make the entire municipality illegitimate for an Erev, and one cannot even cordon off a small area for it? This was the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. We showed how Rav Moshe learned the words of the Mechaber, while others, relying on the lenient opinion, disagreed, once again taking a lenient position that it's possible to construct a kosher Erev as long as it's not an area that has 600,000. What we have not discussed today is how do we calculate the number 600,000. Be'ezer Hashem, we will leave that for another time. This is the basic background of where one can build an Erev in large areas. Before we conclude this topic of halacha, it's important to note that the Chazon Ish in Simen Kuv Zayin Sif Katan Hey through Zayin turns the sugya on its head by making a very important observation, the halacha l'maisa sugya. And the Chazon Ish says, instead of arguing that today's municipalities have made bigger problems, because it could very well be that according to both opinions in the Shulchan Aruch it's a Rishus HaRabim, Chazon Ish goes actually in the exact opposite direction. He points out Here's his lashon. Sherechovos psuchos mizelze v'efsher shelo tehei achas hamistayemes rechovo sherechov acher nimtza himukefes migimol ruchos. The Chazon Ish points out that in most large cities that have apartment buildings, the actual streets are cut off in three directions, because even though you've got a street that's open with two buildings facing each other, when you cross over the avenue, let's take the west side of Manhattan, eventually when you go to West End and to Riverside Drive, there you will see that there are buildings that go along Riverside Drive, and thereby there's no, almost all streets are not open from the beginning to the end. Eventually there's a building that closes it off, which means that the area is closed on three sides. If that's so, the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that most cities today, even if you don't need Shishim Ribo, are not considered a Rishus Harabim. One time I was discussing with Rav Shechter after he showed us the Erev in the Washington Heights. I discussed with him Ramesha's position. Ramesha's position Rav Shechter found very hard to understand, and he then expressed to me that he thought, in general, this doesn't apply only to this psak, but this psak is included, that he always found the Chazon Ish's arguments a lot more clearer, he said it actually even in sharper terms, than Ramesh's psakim, and therefore the Chazon Ish is behind many of those who have constructed Erevin in cities where there was a small area that was cordoned off to make the Erev. This Bezer Hashem concludes our important halacha topic from Daf Vav. It should be noted that there are other factors that are important in terms of defining Rishus HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. For example, there are some opinions who hold that the Rishus HaRabim has to be straight, Mavui Mefulash. Bezer Hashem, we will try to pick up these topics as we continue on, but the most important one we did Bezer Hashem today.